How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Now, is Glenn great. There? Is Glenn's there with you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Great. Well, yep. We're going to go back and forth. First of all, Beth, tell me, what is the WAY program?
Well, WAY stands for Widening Advancements for Youth. We're a nonprofit organization that partners with school districts and ISDs to offer opportunities for young people to earn their high school diploma.
Glenn, tell me how you work here in the city of Lansing in the mid-Michigan area and how many schools approximately you work with.
Statewide, we'd work with, we have contracts basically covering about 50 school districts. In Lansing specifically, we don't have any coverage, but we certainly do have within all of Livingston County, which covers their districts, as well as Washtenaw County, all of Genesee County. And we're bringing on Muskegon, all of their county as well. But we're not currently within Lansing.
All right. You need to get into town.
I think so.
All right. Beth, tell me specifically what you do for kids.
So what we do is offer a personalized high school curriculum. So when a young person decides that, for whatever reasons, that the traditional system is not working, and perhaps they've been out of school for a year, and they decide to come back, we're going to sit with the young person and their family, talk with them, make sure that this is the right program for them. And then once the decision is made, we supply a IMET computer within their home, connectivity, so that they can then communicate with all the other people within Michigan. So the districts that Glenn was referencing, we're all within one learning community online. We also offer community-based learning lab so that kids can come in twice a week to get that one-on-one help that they might need and a chance to sit down and talk with other young people and adults.
All right. Glenn, tell me what you think about lots of change in education, especially when it comes to funding school districts. What's your take on what's been going on since Rick Snyder took over as governor?
Well, I think the budget crisis and economic forecast for what Michigan has and what we have had in the past, 5 to 10 years, and realistically, we've been kind of going down this path. I think certainly offering more choice and getting some more solutions to hit more students is absolutely a huge impact of where things need to go. We have about 180 dropouts a day in Michigan. We typically service students with risk factors in their lives or for those who haven't really made it within the traditional setting or needed some other options or wanted some other options to complete their high school education. And for every one of the dropouts that we have in Michigan, it costs us about $260,000 over their lifetime. So last year alone was about an $8 billion shortfall for Michigan just based on the dropout crisis.
So what are WAY's plans for growth as we come into the 2011-2012 school year?
Well, first thing is we have to get into Lansing, as you stated. But really, we're really looking at those districts that are innovative, have the leadership that's ready for change and ready for growth. We've already prepared for our scale-up. We're actually growing within Florida and Michigan at the same time. So we are prepared for the growth, and at this moment we're really looking for districts and ISDs with the leadership to start implementing.
And I wanted to get your take, Glenn, before I let you go, about learning online. There's been a lot of talk that it's the wave of the future. It's the way to go. It's more economical. But on the other side, I hear that it's not personable enough. There's not enough one-on-one attention.
Right.
What's your thoughts about online learning?
I think it's like anything. It can be, and the way that we offer it is so much different than what has been traditionally offered, even online. It's not just digitizing what has traditionally taken place in the class. I mean, that's not the way that it needs to be conceptualized or could be, right? So we can actually personalize curriculum down to the student level, so it's very personalized on our part. And then we have a 6-to-1 mentor ratio, which also offers a lot of relationship and personalization, and then we have project teams that actually have relationships with families. They do home visits. They go about the process in an entirely different fashion than what's traditionally been there. But certainly online, if it's less support and if it's only conceptualized in the way that we've traditionally done it, then it certainly, I mean, I think things can either be done very well or not well, whether it's in a traditional setting or not. So part of it is just making sure that we're paying attention to students and putting them at the center.
All right, Beth, for people who want more information about the WAY program, how do they get that information?
Well, we have a pretty active website, www.wayprogram.net, and WAY is W-A-Y. You can also contact either Glenn or I, 734-552-6803, 734-846-6446.
All right, Glenn Taylor, Beth Baker, the WAY program co-founders and executive directors, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.